USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thanksgiving travel is already getting underway as the TSA expects to screen millions of passengers this week. The agency expects record travel as the United States moves further away from the pandemic. The TSA admitting hiring new workers is a challenge now. One customer traveling at O'Hare International Airport shares with Fox News how she was able to save some money on a flight.
They're a lot higher than normal, but we just kind of plan accordingly and save miles, save money to make sure we can make this trip.
Four illegal immigrants are found dead after a boat capsizes off the Florida Keys.
Four illegal immigrants are dead after their homemade boat capsized off the Florida Keys. The U.S. Coast Guard rescued nine people about 50 miles off Little Torch Key yesterday, but another five are missing. There's no word on what caused the boat to tip over. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
One person is dead and at least 16 others are hurt after an SUV smashed into an Apple store in Massachusetts.
This morning was an unthinkable morning and people are trying to get through it and process what happened.
That was Plymouth County DA Timothy Cruz. It happened Monday morning in the town of Hingham, just south of Boston. The local district attorney wouldn't speculate if this was an intentional act. At the White House on Monday, President Joe Biden pardons the National Thanksgiving Turkey and his alternative.
The pilgrims thought it was pretty important in tough times to come together and thank God, to be grateful for what we have. That's what the Thanksgiving tradition is all about, being grateful for what we have. And grateful for fellow Americans who we may never meet, but who will be, there you go, they're grateful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
The United States men's soccer team is taking 1 point from Wales after its first World Cup match ends in a draw. Tim Weah scored for the Americans in the first half, but Wales tied it up late in the second half thanks to a penalty kick. The United States will play again on Friday against England. AAA is predicting this could be the third busiest Thanksgiving travel week since 2020. On Monday in Chicago, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is there to hold airlines accountable for how they handle and treat passengers.
We live in a world, especially with Midwestern weather, where the cancellation rate's never going to be zero. But when it gets as high as 3 or 4%, which is what we saw in the summer, that is enough to cascade through the system and it can take days to recover.
Buttigieg adds that the department will assist travelers with refunds if eligible for a significant delay or cancellation. Flight cancellations in the first half of 2020 spiked 11% above pre-pandemic levels, according to the flight tracking website, FlightAware. At least four people are dead after a reported hostage situation at a marijuana farm in Oklahoma. It happened late Sunday night when police discovered the bodies along with an injured person who was hospitalized. Authorities say the incident is being investigated as a homicide. No word yet on a suspect. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.